Hi, this is John Martin. I'm an international, visionary, intuitive healer. Tonight, you're going to listen to three songs that I heard in 2010 by watching angels and archangels flying around me. Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines, and Ave Maria. Followed by a new chapter of my book, Become Who You Are. Enjoy, have a great time. Bye-bye. Become Who You Are, Chapter 12, Reaching Your Goals. At what precious time do we reach our goal? Is it a difference between goal and goals? How do we know when we get to our goal? How to define a goal? Who defines a goal? I would say that the soul has to define the goal. Where are we going? The goal has to be set up and defined by the soul. The soul knows the purpose of our life. The soul knows to which inflection points we have to go in order to be able to reach our final goals. There is not one goal in life, there are many, in many fields. The soul knows the purpose of life, how far we have to reach, how far we have to go on our spiritual path, in our material plan, in our family construction. Yes, we are building our life with parts, chunks of life, put all together makes a great puzzle, a great image. What happens when we reach our goal, one of our goals? Well, as soon as we reach one, there is something that brings us emptiness. As soon as we reach it, all the energy that we put in, all the forces acting, suddenly just release their effort, their energy. It's like a champion on a stadium for athletics. He just runs as fast as he can, at his own pace, at his own rhythm. He knows where to go, and he knows also where to stop. And as soon as he just crosses the finishing line, then he just stops. He doesn't stop just like this, he stops with several meters after. All those images that come to me, I've built that book. That book comes to an end. We are in the last chapter, the last few meters, the last few yards, if you prefer. But I know it's only one step, and another one will just come right after. Another step, another goal, another purpose, another meaning. Build your own life with projects. Whatever project they are, you need to keep having projects all your life. I know one woman, she's around 70 years old. And when I ask her what's her age, she tells me that she's eternal. I love that. And no one knows her, how old she is. Well, she keeps taking lessons, singing lessons, and getting involved in so many activities. She also goes to university to take classes. Imagine this. She always has goals, projects going on. What drives her to go there and to attend to those events? It's your soul that guides her. Her heart tells her that she's happy doing it. Her mind works for the soul in order to create that purpose, in order to create that project. And as soon as she's close enough to get that unit for university, well, she already has many other projects that she wants to go on. Build your life the same way. Open your eyes to others. Open your heart to who you are, to what you like. I think we could have started that book with this chapter. But also, we can as well end that book with that chapter. Because that ending chapter is the last chapter of her after. Then you go for the first one again. It's a loop. It never ends. Because as soon as you reach your goals, you have to define again who you are. So you start with this first chapter. Who are we? Because the person that you were before, I just changed. You have just become someone else. Someone else that is closer to who you are, who you really are. It's one layer after another that we build ourselves. And we only can build ourselves through our acts, being aware of them. The more we are aware of our acts, the more they take sense, the more they make sense, the more they have a greater connection with the inner world of you and the outside world of you. So you're in connection with all of this. This book came to me through visions, through talks that my guides will tell me to do it. Each chapter is one goal. Each chapter I'm walking towards the unknown because I just have the title and I know that I will be talking for 40 minutes. One chapter is one goal, but those 40 minutes is one goal. Being able to trust what will come, being able to follow the visions, being able to be. Just recording it once. And right after, being able to put it on the radio station so others could listen to it. What about fears? Well, you start to have fears when you think about it. But as soon as you don't think, and you do, then those fears vanish. There are no reasons for having fears. Because as soon as you talk with your heart, things come. The soul is able to express itself through your heart, giving love, compassion. Ideas just come and they just come as flows, flows of ideas, one after another, image after an image, and you just describe it. Each second of those 40 minutes is one goal, to be able to express
as clearly as possible the feeling that I have at that precious moment, without censor, without judgment, without keeping anything for me, just giving everything away, just giving. That's the way it works. To give away all those words as a gift. Yes. To be able to put words on emotions, on thoughts. To be able to act. I'm not asking you to create a book. I'm just asking you to create your own goals. Something that defines you. Something that you like. Go through all the notes that you took during those 11 other chapters. Those notes define who you are. Those exercises that you've been doing help you to know your values, to know all the things that you need to be doing. And now it's time to put them down. And you know what? I would go even further. Don't think about the goals. Just do. Just do it. You want to feel like doing something? Just do it. Why would you ask your mind if it's good or if it's not? Just do it. You want to laugh? Laugh. Is this a goal? Yes, it is. And you just made it. Most of the time, if we put too much time in between the idea of doing something and doing it, then fears happen. Fears come, they show up. And the mind starts to run crazy like an hamster in a cage. Running and running, making that wheel spin and spin. You don't want this to happen. So just open the cage and free that hamster. Let him run. Let him go outside. Let him experience life. Let him go and drink the water from the dew on the grass in the morning. That's funny. That's the first time it happens to me. I just ran out of memory on that iPhone, recording those chapters. Yes. It's funny when you look at it. We have to free some space in order to let other things come to us. We have to free our fears to let them go away in order to be. We have to release things in order to make other things come to us. When your life is all full and you are so busy running from one thing to another, how do you think it's possible for you to put something new in your life? You have to let go things. You have to drop things to tell them goodbye. 2-3 times a year, go through your clothes and just get rid of some. Get rid of books. Get rid of objects. Give them. Just change. Change haircuts. Change your computer if needed. I'm not telling you that you're supposed to buy. In order to buy, you're supposed to be working. Try new things. Try new fruits. Instead of eating one, try another one. Go with your tastes. Go with your heart. Start to trust yourself. Start to feel what your body wants, what your soul wants. You'll see that your mind will just open itself, letting go other thoughts and being able to bring new ones. You will feel less tensions in your body. I was used to rent apartments always, and it took me so much time. Now that I have barely none, I have more time to do other things, to get involved in other projects. Of course, it's hard to let go. This could be one goal also, to be able to learn how to let go. I would say that the closest way to get to your goals and to set goals is to create space. Nature hates emptiness, and it always fills it up with something else. The first thing that he likes. They attract it as magnet. So we're going to do another exercise. Take a new sheet of paper and a pen. On that sheet of paper, you're going to write three things that you want to get rid of. Yes, we're going to do it again. Three things that you want to get rid of. And below, you're going to write three things that you would wish to get. It's called the law of abundance. If you want something to come to you, then you have to release something. It's only a question of energy. We are right in the period of Christmas now, and no one understands Christmas the way I do. It's a question of vibration. You have to give some things to some others with your heart that this person will desire, but sometimes won't be able to dare having it or buying it for herself, or sometimes is not able to do it. Don't buy a present, don't buy a gift because you have to. But do it because you feel like doing it. If someone needs wisdom on how to perceive itself, how great that person is, because she doesn't see it, then buy wisdom for her. So you're going to tell me, how do you buy wisdom? Well, by an object with the word wisdom on it. And if you don't even have any money, just grab one stone and grab a pen and write wisdom on that stone and give it to that person. It's energetic encoding, and it could be done through any object. You're just helping someone to be able to reach its own goal. Because thanks to your gifts, you were able to feel that that person needs this. And you're going to do this with three people. Three people that you like. Put their names down. And on the second column, put what they need. One thing that that person needs. And on the third column, create one object that could help that person to receive that gift in one way or another. I just gave you one example. You can create your own. If that person needs holidays and she doesn't have any money, well, bring that person to one place that looks like holidays for her. It could be a museum. And she would be able to travel through time and space. It could be a shop with clothes. And she would be dreaming. It could be more simple than this. Bring her next to a place with trees, nature, and offer her a CD with meditation songs. Create your own tools, create your own gifts. Create it with heart. You don't have to spend much time. You don't have to spend much money. You just have to have a great idea. Talking with your heart. We always think that we don't have enough to offer to kids. Kids don't need much. They just need love. They just need a smile. They just need that you look at them in their eyes, with your eyes, so they can see life in your eyes. For your child, it's way enough. They don't need more. They don't expect more. They just want to be able to be recognized. They want to be able to see that you're happy and you take care of them. That's all what they want. Look in your eyes of your child with love and do it for 30 seconds. You will see his face changing. You will see his eyes getting so bright with that light in their eyes. You don't need to talk. That's, I guess, one of the best gifts you can give a child. You don't need to talk. He will perceive what you mean. He will understand. And before the end, he will just run in your arms and hug you. Because they understand what's going on. That's one goal. That's one goal to get to who you are. That's one goal, that's one way also to get to your heart, to open it. And always dream high. Dream higher and higher. But as you dream high, enjoy your life. Enjoy what you're doing. And if your dreams are so high, and it takes you so much pain to get to it, and you're not enjoying it, well, I guess you better change your goals. Because those are not the good ones. We're not supposed to be struggling in order to get to our goals. We're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to enjoy life. Through that path, you will have to experience many things. You will have to face many things. Of course. But those are part of the path. And what counts most is not the way you took to get to that goal. It's how you behaved on that path. How did you act in order to get there? If you had to kill someone in order to reach your goal, well, I guess that's not the best way to do it. But if on your path you were able to help others instead of reaching your goal alone, you help many others to be able to reach their own goal. And this is even greater. Because you're building a community. You're helping friends. You're creating friends. You're helping others to become. Don't think about how you're going to find those people. They will come on your way. You will recognize them with your heart, with your soul. And you will go and help them in one way or another. Usually, those are very simple things to do. Can be to open the door to someone who has packages in their hands and you just make them their day. For another one, it could be someone that fell down from his bicycle and you're just helping him to stand up, asking him if he's okay. Sometimes you have to take someone in your arms because he just lost his companion, his partner, and you don't need to talk. Just to hug that person. Just to let him feel that you are there if he needs you, if he needs your help, if he feels like talking, just so he knows. That's how you help people on their way, reaching their own goals. Reaching goals is not a purpose in itself. It's a mean, it's a way in order to become who you are. It's part of the process. You only can define who you are by acting with love, with compassion. How many are going to implement those advices, those exercises in their own life? I have no idea. I only have visions. I know that those tools are very powerful. They manifest changes in people's life. I know it because I've done it. I've been through all those tools one day or another. Sometimes because I felt like doing it, sometimes because I was asked to do them. My guides will tell me to do those things, and I will understand only later on what they really meant, besides helping others. I would be able to see how the most simple act can change someone's life. Yes. I've been helping one girl who had rotten teeth. Her name is Nicole. I would help her. Helping her to visualize that unicorn that she was holding in her hands was able to heal her teeth, because the horn of the unicorn is magic. And the energy of the unicorn was going to heal her teeth. She was holding so strongly her unicorn against her heart that I could perceive the vibrations of that unicorn being alive in her hands. The spirit of the unicorn being there. Yes, I perceive fields of energy. And as soon as I perceive love, as soon as I perceive someone reaching his own goal, as soon as I perceive someone being healed, having faith, having visions of their own new future, I know that my mission is accomplished. And I feel so much joy at that precious moment. So yes, believe in life. Say yes to life. Enjoy your projects. Use each of your gift. Express it the way you want, the way you can, the way you wish. Perceive life with filters of paintings. I use my 4 paintings as I was asked to, and to put them in front of my glasses that I will wear at this movie theater. You know, those 3D movies. And I would create new pairs of glasses, perceiving life differently, perceiving colors. That totally changed my life, the perception that I had of life. That's also how I create my movies, displaying series of 10 seconds, 5 seconds movies that I feel like recording scenes of life, nature, environment, people, objects. And I project those movies on screens. Quite big, huge screens with a video projector. And I use a second video projector on top of the first one, displaying on top of the first pictures, displaying my paintings, my 4 paintings. And I would display each painting for 6-7 seconds each, one picture after another. And those two will match the movies and the paintings, and we create another vision, another perception of life. Set your goals with another perspective. Don't only see your goals through one angle, but through many different filters at many different levels. That's the message. Perceive that each time you're doing something, you're acting on many layers, on many levels, and all of them all combine makes the whole picture. As soon as you do this, you at once understand life the way it is. One goal added to another one, added to another one, all combine at once, create a new goal that you didn't even perceive at once. Sometimes we don't know why we have several goals at the same time, several things that we want to accomplish at once. And we wait. We wait until we are ready. We wait until our parents say yes. We wait until we have enough money. How many years are you going to wait? Do it. You don't have any money, but you want to go for it? Just go for it. Create your own life. State 3 projects that you want to go for. Take a paper, piece of paper, take a pen, write down your first 3 projects. and just go for it.